From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A crowd of protesters in the Saudi Arabian village of Al-Awamiya chanting, "Down with the Saud, death to the Saud," after today's beheading of a prominent Shiite cleric, Nim al-Nimra, and 46 others convicted of terrorism by Saudi Arabia. This was the largest mass execution in Saudi Arabia in more than three decades. Al-Nimr was a key figure in Shiite protests that erupted during the 2011 Arab Spring and criticized the government's treatment of Saudi Arabia's Shiite minority, many of whom complain of nationalization. From Iraq, this is Fadi al-Shimar of the Islamic Supreme Council. He says Saudi Arabia made a big mistake in executing al-Nimr because it will fuel existing tensions in the region, and also that the Supreme Council had promises that the sheikh and his companions were to be pardoned, but that promise has not been honored, which he says is pouring oil on fire in the region. All but two of the executed were Saudis. One was Chadian and the other was Egyptian. And in Israel, police there carrying out a large-scale manhunt today for the gunman who opened fire outside a Tel Aviv bar, killing two people and wounding at least seven others. The motive for Friday's attack remains unclear. Relatives of the gunman have identified him as an Israeli Arab. An Israeli spokesperson told the French news agency there's a strong possibility this was a terrorist attack, but criminal motives have not been ruled out. The New Year's Day shooting came amid a wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis and days after the head of the Islamic State threatened Israel with violence. Gunmen believed to be Pakistani militants launched a day-long attack today on an Indian Air Force base in Punjab State near the border with Pakistan. This comes as there is a potential of thawing relations developing between the nuclear-armed neighbors India and Pakistan. Anjana Pasricha is in New Delhi and has more on why this latest attack.
The attack comes about a week after Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a surprise visit to Pakistan in an effort to revive a flagging peace process. Analysts and officials say peace moves by the political leadership of the two countries in the past have often been followed by an escalation in terror strikes. Nalin Koholi, a spokesman for the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, suggested India will persevere with peace efforts.
Every time there is a movement towards normalization of relationship with Pakistan, these things automatically happen because these are forces that don't want peace between India and Pakistan and also in the region. However, as far as India is concerned, we are constantly going to do our best.
Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
During his New Year's address to the American people, President Obama looked back on the accomplishments of the past year. He mentioned some unfinished business, such as gun violence legislation. He talked about his frustration with the country's epidemic of gun violence not being under control, but he says there are responsible gun owners out there.
I get letters from responsible gun owners who grieve with us every time these tragedies happen, who share my belief that the Second Amendment guarantees a right to bear arms, and who share my belief we can protect that right while keeping an irresponsible, dangerous few from inflicting harm on a massive scale.
President Obama's New Year's address. Sierra Leone has now been Ebola-free, and since November, the country is trying to move forward in 2016, which is proving challenging for some. Nina DeVries from Freetown, Sierra Leone.
The new year has set in, and Daddy Hassan Kamara is grateful to have his children with him. They mean the world to him. He is one of more than 4,000 Ebola survivors in Sierra Leone. He contracted Ebola from his mother in November of 2014, a time when the virus was surging across Sierra Leone.
When I was in the treatment center, I was totally mad over the whole thing, because even when doctor called me to give me medicine, you know, I always ignore, you know. Then there are times the doctors become feared.
Now Sierra Leone and Guinea have been officially declared Ebola-free by the World Health Organization. Liberia should be completely free of Ebola transmission by this month. Nita DeVries for VOA News, Freetown, Sierra Leone.
This last outbreak started in December of 2013 and killed 11,000 people before it was ended. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.